Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
When you're down.
And bringing this back 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book. My new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Doug Obey is our guest. DougObey.com is the website, O-B-E-Y. His book is called Money and the Human Condition is outstanding. I encourage you to check it out. Doug, thanks again for being here. In the previous segment, we talked about the good and the wonderful and the sweet and the special and the precious about being a real estate investor. Now let's talk about the bad and the ugly, Doug, because some of the things... You know, as much as you and I encourage people to invest in real estate, you got to keep your eyes open. You got to know what's going on. And there are shifts in the real estate industry going on right now. I think they're largely being influenced by demographics. It's also being influenced by the economy, how the economy is shifting. It's being influenced by some of the pressures on the middle class in America. But there are shifts going on. And as you know, Doug, wherever there's a shift, on one side of the shift is danger, on the other side of the shift is opportunity. What do you think?
Well, home sales have been sliding since 2017, and they're down further in 2019.
And that's nationally. There's not really a region.
That's nationally.
I mean, some cities, some regions are not as affected as much, but it's basically a national phenomenon.
Well, Boston has been hot as hell for a long time. And even here, median prices of sold properties in 2019 so far down 5.8% from 2018. All right, so even in the hot markets, they're starting to cool. So, as you spoke about, demographically, the millennials have held off buying homes. They're more into buying experiences.
Right.
Home ownership isn't as important to them. And family creation has been delayed as well. But you've got a generation below them, the Generation Z, people born between the mid-90s and the mid-2000s. They're not so much looking for experiences. They're savers.
Well, and they're not even, but they haven't really adulted yet, most of them. They're still, most of them are still in college.
They're coming into their own. You know, if you were born in 1995, you know, you're now in your early 20s or out of college. In other words, they're just starting. But they're savers, all right? They're not the millennials. They're not spending to go on trips and doing. They tend to save. Now, So with our economy, the lion's share of our economy is spending. All right.
Right.
So if they're
consumer,
not spending,
consumer
that's going to hurt the economy.
Mm-hmm.
But long term, I think it's going to, after we have our long expected recession, whenever that may happen, I don't think it's going to happen in 2019 anymore. But after that happens, I think you're going to have the best of both worlds. You're going to have the millennials finally, you know, buying homes.
Right.
And at the same time, you're going to have Gen Zs who have been saving while the millennials have been spending, going to be buying homes. So you're going to have two
generations. when they do that, then it's going to be good to have homes to sell, but it might not be good to have homes to rent.
True. But you're always going to have a generation coming up that has to rent.
But what you just described, Doug, though, is a sort of a syncopated shift. It's not a natural progression like you and I saw when we were going up from our mothers to our mother and fathers to our generation to even the Gen Xers. This is a little bit of a stutter step, a little bit of a fake off almost with these younger generations. This really causing people to look at real estate rental differently. And the other thing, Doug, that I worried about, and I predicted this, that's sort of, I think, coming to pass a little bit right now. I predicted this about 5 or 6 years ago. I said, what if we wind up with ghost subdivisions, McMansion subdivisions, mm-hmm. that that mm-hmm. that people our age are trying to get out of, and nobody's there to buy them. What do you think? Are we seeing any of that now?
I don't know if we're actually seeing that. I because you still have this huge bubble of millennials and Gen Zs that will be buying.
Right.
But as long as our population continues to increase and there are still people all around the world that are dying to get into this country, I think as long as population increases, you're not going to have that phenomenon. You will always have overbuilding at different periods of time. You know,
here's one thing, though, I think we got to point out. Overbuilding may not be the problem, but what's inside the building? The younger generation don't like the way you trim your house out inside. They don't like the way they want it the way they want it, and they don't necessarily know how to make it look like they want it. That's another dynamic that's going on right now. What do you think?
Right, they all want new. You're absolutely right. The younger generation coming in, they don't want a fixer upper. They want a house that's ready to move in
the way they want.
The open feeling, absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely. And but that's a huge opportunity for someone like myself because I tend to buy distressed properties, mm-hmm. and I go in there and I knock out all the little choppy rooms and
right.
I open it all up. I make it what the Gen Xers or millennials, whoever, are looking for, and they can either buy it or rent it. Whenever I renovate a home, I put it on market for rent or sale, and whichever happens first is what I go with.
So, folks, real estate's still a good deal, but you got to know which way the tides are moving out there, and they are moving, they are shifting. Hey, Doug, I need the website one more time, please, quickly.
DougObie.com.
All right, thanks a lot. The book is called Money and the Human Condition. Doug Obie, we'll be back another day. Stay with.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.